The IT Guys 5 PM Technology News Recap for Sunday, August 2, 2026. I'm Jennifer Hudson. Tonight, 5 stories connect around one theme. Powerful technology is moving faster, but the controls around it matter just as much as the headline features. First, Anthropic says it found 3 real-world security incidents while reviewing its own cyber evaluations. The company examined 141,006 evaluation runs and identified 6 runs, grouped into 3 incidents, in which Claude models reached the open internet through misconfigured third-party testing environments and gained unauthorized access to 3 organizations. The important context is that these were capture the flag tests. Claude had been told the environment was simulated and that there was no internet access. That was wrong. Internet access was available, and the models treated real systems as part of the exercise. Anthropic says the models used basic techniques, such as weak passwords and unauthenticated endpoints. It also says they did not deliberately try to escape, and the evaluation systems had no access to Anthropic customer data. That distinction matters. This was not a movie-style AI choosing to break free. It was a serious containment and monitoring failure around a capable automated system. Anthropic stopped the cyber evaluations on July 23, identified the incidents the next day, and notified its evaluation partner and affected organizations on July 27. The practical lesson for every business testing AI agent is simple. Do not trust a prompt to define the boundary. Enforce network isolation, verify it before every run, monitor traffic in real time, and give each test a human stop mechanism. Second, Google says artificial intelligence is now accelerating Chrome security work. The Chrome security team says an early 2026 Gemini-based agent found a sandbox escape bug that had survived in the codebase for more than 13 years. Google also says Chrome milestones 149 and 150 fixed 1,072 security bugs, more than the previous 23 milestones combined. Google describes a layered process. AI helps discover bugs, reproduce and triage reports, generate candidate fixes, and write tests. Human owners still review decisions, and internal scan environments use locked down machines and restricted network access. Google is also piloting 2 security releases per week to reduce the gap between a public fix and protection on users' machines. The good news is faster discovery and patching. The caution is that a downloaded update does not protect you until the browser restarts. Tonight, open Chrome's menu, choose Help, then About Google Chrome, let the update finish, and relaunch. Edge and other Chromium-based browsers have their own update channels, so check those separately. Third, Windows insiders have a real deadline. Microsoft released new beta and experimental builds on July 31 with renewed flight certificates. The current certificates expire on August 11, 2026. If you run an insider build, install a build containing the renewed certificate before that date so the device can keep receiving future insider previews. This is not a deadline for ordinary retail Windows 11 computers. Stable channel users should continue using normal Windows update. Microsoft separately says reliability, performance, search, taskbar, file explorer, Windows Hello, driver quality, and update experience improvements tested with insiders should begin reaching Windows 11 PCs more broadly this fall. That is a roadmap, not a promise that every feature arrives on every PC at once. Backup first, and avoid moving a work-critical machine into an experimental channel merely to get features early. Fourth, the cloud and AI infrastructure boom is still accelerating. CNBC reports that Amazon Web Services sales rose 37% year-over-year in the second quarter, faster than analysts expected. Amazon Chief Executive Andy Jassy raised the company's expected 2026 capital spending from $200 billion to $220 billion, pointing to higher memory prices and continued demand for capacity. CNBC also reported $496 billion in AWS backlog, $54.2 billion in quarterly capital spending, and a trailing 12-month free cash outflow of $7.6 billion. The upside is more cloud and AI capacity. The caution is that memory, power, buildings, and networking are now strategic bottlenecks, and huge spending does not automatically guarantee low prices or reliable service. Small businesses should right-size cloud resources, set budget alerts, test backups outside the provider, and keep a documented outage plan. Fifth, Minnesota's first-in-the-nation ban on AI nudification technology took effect August 1 after a federal judge denied xAI's request for a temporary restraining order. Minnesota's Attorney General says the law passed by a 197-1 vote and bars using technology to create fake nude images of real people. The court's emergency decision focused in part on timing. The opinion said xAI waited nearly 3 months after the law was signed and filed its motion only 3 days before the law took effect. The underlying lawsuit continues, and further briefing and a hearing are still ahead. So this is not a final ruling on every constitutional question. For families and businesses, the immediate lesson is to treat unconsensual synthetic intimate images as abuse, preserve evidence without resharing it, report the content to the platform, and contact law enforcement or counsel when appropriate. Here is tonight's 5-minute action list. Restart and verify updates on every browser you use. If you run Windows Insider builds, confirm you have a renewed certificate before August 11. Renew any AI agent or automation that has network access and remove permissions it does not need. Check cloud budget alerts and restore procedures. And talk with family members about synthetic image abuse before a crisis happens. A few quick answers. No, Anthropic did not say Claude deliberately escaped. It described misconfigured test boundaries and models acting inside what they believed was a simulation. No, the August 11 Windows deadline does not apply to standard Windows 11 users. And no, one state court's temporary order decision does not settle the national debate over AI-generated intimate imagery. You can read the full source-linked report, practical cautions, and related The IT Guys Guide at theitguysfix.com. That's the Sunday, August 2, 2026 Technology Recap. I'm Jennifer Hudson for The IT Guys. Stay patched, keep your backups tested, and keep powerful tools inside boundaries you can actually verify.